There are many theories and schools of thought when it comes to the soul of a human being. And this is an area that the Barefoot Doctor considers in his book, Pure.
The soul is what they think of as a receiving dish. And they actually give it a shape that is co-spatial with your physical body, but extends beyond it. It's like an upside-down seashell, one of those triangular-shaped seashells, fluted in texture. And the lowest point of the triangle begins in your upper chest, where your thymus gland is. It then extends upwards and slightly backwards above your head, like a huge collar that goes on top of a cape that sticks up above your head like a massive triangle, and that acts as a receiving dish for the soul energy, the soul essence of everyone around you. And you know, the first time I was introduced to it, I thought, well, you know, maybe it's true, maybe it's not. It felt true. I didn't have any reason to doubt it, as with all the stuff with Taoism that I've learned. But the idea with all this thing is you try it out, whether you think it's nonsense or not. So I did, and over a period of years, noticed that by visualizing this shell shape starting in my upper chest and moving up above my head behind me, which was acting as this kind of receiving dish for people, when I was aware of it, when I kept half a thought on it, I noticed my interactions with others were indeed a lot more profound feeling. They were more genuine, more authentic. Because, you know, we operate with each other on a personality level, and we talk to each other to massage each other's ears in a way to keep each other feeling safe while we entrance each other to stay with each other, because what we really want is just human warmth and contact. But we've got to talk about something, so we talk, we use our personalities. But the real connection goes on a deep invisible level that the Taoists consider to be the soul level. And so they place a lot of importance on this idea of receiving the other through your soul structure. And that's the upper chest. But then they also place emphasis on allowing the lower chest or the middle chest to be open and free so that your love, your innate human warmth, can flow freely to the other. And so it's like a two-way thing. The energy from the other's coming in through this soul shape thing, this triangle. At the same time, you're giving your love out quite freely. You don't have to think about it much. You just relax your chest and it happens spontaneously. And then if something good's going to happen between you, it will happen without you having to contrive it.
What about something bad's going to happen, though? Are you too open then?
Well, no, because then at the same time, they teach this system called the microcosmic orbit, which is a movement of energy up the rear of the spine to the crown of the head and then down the front of the spine back down to the perineum between the legs. When you breathe in, you draw the breath or the energy up the rear of the spine. As you breathe out, you send it down the front and you create this loop or this microcosmic orbit. And by doing that, that will actually protect you energetically at all times. So that's one of the basic techniques that's taught. You know, you do it every day as a form of protection. And if you want to reinforce it by bringing your mind into play. When you breathe in, you think of the energy going up your spine and you think the Tao is protecting me. It's directing me to my highest good. And as you breathe out, you think the Tao is protecting me. It's connecting me with my highest good. So you can stick affirmations in there as well. Positive thoughts help a lot.
Does it really make any difference whether you think there's some big cone sort of coming out of your body or whether you believe in any of this sort of thing? Because in a sense, it sounds very much just like, you know, asking the universe for help or having positive thoughts and so on.
No, I think it doesn't really make a profound difference. But what this stuff seems to do is it makes it more slick. It seems to make the same process of manifesting that a lot of people know about a little bit more refined and focused and slick. And like I say, I don't know whether it's true or not. It doesn't really matter to me. What I have noticed is, though, by practicing it, it works for me and it works for other people that I teach it to. So whether that's just the mind saying it's going to work and therefore it does, or if it really is true, I don't think it really matters.
I only say practice it, what, an hour a day, 5 seconds a day?
Well, I am of the school where I don't believe in this mega practice sessions because you set yourself up too much of a challenge. And these days it's really hard because we are very, very busy. And when we're not busy, we don't feel like sitting around meditating most of the time. We want to just chill out and do whatever. So I recommend 5 minutes a day. 4 minutes even, and not allow yourself a moment longer. So even if you're really getting into it, you have to stop and come back to it the next day. I like the idea of leaving yourself wanting more rather than setting yourself up a big challenge. It is important to spend a few minutes with your eyes closed each day. You know, like the Quakers do 2 minutes of silence. It's along those lines. And that's what I do. I give myself, you know, sometimes I'll go for half an hour, I give myself a special treat, but it doesn't take a lot. And then the idea is you stay mindful of it through the day. That's the important bit. So every now and again, as you're sitting at your desk, you just do a check and you check, you relax, you draw your mind back into the center of your brain, you check your breathing. And especially when you're talking with people, as you're talking, half a thought is on, am I breathing properly? Am I relaxed? Is my spine lengthened? Is my heart open? Am I sending love to them or nastiness? You know, which is it that I want to do? And then you make sure you send love to the person. So you keep reminding yourself. It takes years of practice and training to do it, but it starts working straight away. So it kind of feels like it's worth it right from the beginning.
That's The Barefoot Doctor. His book, Pure, is published by Hay House.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.